The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, they were friends. Kirk Cousins, he's known, and were boys back, you know, when his Redskin days, when they all worked for the Redskins, and hashtag going down with the ship. Let me say this, Eddie. That's not uncommon. That happens all the time in the NFL. Now, whether it works or not, all right, that's a whole nother conversation. But I can tell you right now, every staff that I know of in the National Football League, there are guys on that staff that have friends on that staff that have known each other for years. The fact that they went after Kirk Cousins, yeah, it helped that he knew him, but the thing that they sold us on, and Mike, we've talked about this, was his processing ability, his ability to see the field, defenses, read defenses. We didn't want to go through this rookie stage of having to deal with that and hopefully have Michael Penix learn behind Kirk Cousins. But that's what the whole gist was when we said, what kind of quarterback do you want? Mike and I specifically asked Zach Robinson this question. We asked Coach Raheem Morris before the decision was made, and everybody said the same thing. So I hear you, but if they go down with the ship, they won't be the first.
Right.
But that whole notion like, oh, he's hiring his friends, hell, everybody else does it in business out here. It's just what it is. But if it works, nobody cares, Mike.
No, I mean, everybody's got their guys, and then we can debate, you know, whether or not they fit what we're trying to do here. I thought, you know, it was funny at the time when guys were saying, we got Ryan Nielsen, we got to retain him. Well, it rarely is a coach retained when a new coach comes in. He does, to Carl's point, have his guys, has his own vision of who he wants to plug in. Even if the guy works schematically, he's got his people. And maybe Ryan Nielsen would be a better fit than Jimmy Lake. We'll never know. Nielsen did a nice job. I do think that the general manager has done some things this year which maybe don't play to what this defense is trying to do. We didn't actually get proven veterans. We tried. Now, he did go and make the effort. He got Simmons in here. Simmons hasn't been great. He got Judon. Judon has not been anything close to what we thought he was going to be. And it's not Terry Fontenot's fault that Braylon Trice and Ruka Roro have been injured, and Trice is done for the season. But we could have gotten some corners. We had some corners that were available where we were selected in the second round. Defensive secondary, we debated it, Carl. You can blitz against the Chargers, but you can't do it against the Vikings because they got better guys.
Yep.
Now, how do we do it against the Raiders? I think we could do what we did against the Chargers against the Raiders. Some, you know, you can see that Brock Bowers is going to get his. But what do we do in the playoffs? See, I think a lot of fans are looking at this. Man, we just blew a 6-3 lead in the division, and now you don't feel this team can do anything in the playoffs. No, coach is never going to sign off on that. But like the fans have seen, we've lost our mojo. We've lost our way. And the initial point you made, Kirk Cousins is hurting you, not helping you. So when do you finally cross over that line that says, I've got to put Penix in there? Maybe we never get there this year. That'll be on Raw.
404-726-0929. Eddie, appreciate the comments. And I get it, because you're saying, hey, this is why he won't change or why he may not make a change until you absolutely have to. And maybe you're right about that. We'll see.
Look, and we've seen this before. When you go to the other quarterback, happened last year. I was crying, let's go see what Heineke can do. So Heineke beat us with the WTFs, whatever the hell they were called back in the day.
Yeah, the command, or the, yeah,
before
the,
they were commanders.
The football team.
And now, you know, and then Heineke came and didn't do anything. You know, and then now we're back to Penix. So that's like the worst case you can be. And then you really feel like you're rudderless ship. But I just felt, as a fan, last week, if you got into the situation you got in at the end of the game, let's go with Penix. But Terry's going to, I know what Coach Ra is going to say to us tomorrow. We'll ask anyway. Still in the game. Kirk gives us the best chance. Okay, so when do you say to coach, you're losing your season, and that's the point I'm going to bring up tomorrow. Your season is going away. It's fading. When are you going to address the quarterback situation? And we'll see where he goes with it.
All right, more on the Falcons coming up. By the way, news about the competition committee, Mike. Apparently, NFL executive Troy Vincent is saying that the competition committee is going to discuss expanding replay to assist with things that include such penalties as face masks. The reason why this is a big deal is because they try to make these subjective fouls subject to replay. They don't want to do it. They've opposed this. These right. are those plays where we as fans go, that's not replayable. You can't replay that. And they go, no, it's subject to the referee's decision. So now they're saying they may allow some of this stuff to get looked at.
Well, you know, we can talk to our – well, he didn't come on the show much. But we could talk to Rich McKay about this in the competition committee. But we had pass interference. The most important play that ever gets a flag, you can't review. They did it for 1 year after the Rams basically stole an NFC championship from the Saints. Oh, poor Saints. But we all know what happened. Even the most diehard Falcon fan would agree the Saints got hosed.
Yeah.
So they gave So literally, like, they dole it out like cookies for preschoolers. You got a cookie? Okay, now we're taking the cookie back. It's the stupidest thing. Of all the dumb things that the NFL has done in the competition committee, replay needs to be there. You know, face mask, yes. Is it a legitimate face mask call? I mean, how many times we've seen the contact with the quarterback? Now they throw this dynamic of the weight. You're falling on the quarterback with your full weight. How the hell, Carl, is a 275-pound man supposed to stop in midair?
Can't.
You know, all these rules drive me crazy. But the one that I would go to is the pass interference. It's the most important. It can change a football game, and you can't review it.
No, it absolutely does. Allowing penalties to be called by officials who aren't on the field is something else they're talking about, Mike.
And that's fine. See, the reason they don't want to do the replays on everything is it slows the game down. You and I can see the play. There's some plays that require five or six looks.
It does.
And there's some plays you see it with one look. Let's go. Streamline that. You can do that within the 40-second clock, can't you?
You could. You could. We'll see again. Tom Pelissero reporting this.
Drives me crazy.
Troy Vincent talking about this today. So, listen, this is the tweaks that the NFL does every year. Some of it's good. Some of it's bad. By the way, what do you guys think of the new kickoff? Just asking.
I don't like it.
Okay. So, let's move on. Let's get back to where we were. But the NFL's afraid of that because, again, the concussions were up. They will tell us that they're down with the new kickoffs. But I got to tell you, it's boring.
Well, then, you know what? Everybody who goes out there for the kickoff, they all wear the giant Spaceballs helmet, okay? We'll all have gigantic, oversized helmets with 6 inches of padding, and they can go out there like human bobbleheads and cream each other, okay? Take off your kickoff helmet. You can sponsor it, okay? You can put a giant logo on the back. This kickoff is brought to you by McDonald's. Giant McDonald's logos on the back of oversized helmets. But, I mean, I just think this whatever we're doing now still looks silly.
I agree. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, since we're talking about the Falcons, let's stay right there because I want you to hear Raheem Morris talking about Desmond Ridder. We do not know whether or not he's going to start. By the way, I think the Raiders keep this close to the vest, by the way. I don't think they have to say at any point between now and Monday night that he's going to start. But there is news out of Vegas that Aiden O'Connell is at today's walkthrough and that he's feeling good, okay?
Feeling good, Billy Ray.
Looking good. I think that there's a really good chance he probably starts. But here's Raheem talking about Desmond Ridder.
If he gets an opportunity to go out there and play, I'm sure he'll have a full practice week. He'll be able to prepare the right way and get ready for us, a familiar opponent, some people he know. And now we got to get ready for him as well. So he can run the football. He's talented. He's athletic. He's big. He can throw the football. He did a lot of good things. He wasn't able to lead our team into the way that we wanted him to go to the future. He's getting a second opportunity like a lot of quarterbacks do in this league. And we got to get ready to play him or Aiden and be ready for both or either one that shows up.
We'll talk to Hondo Carpenter, Carl, coming up at 6:20.
Say Hondo?
Hondo, behind enemy. You like this guy. He's a wild man. He's going to join us to talk about the silver and black, and maybe he can tell us if it's going to be Aiden under center or it's going to be Desmond.
Yeah. I prefer Aiden just in case we do take this L, Mike. It won't feel as bad.
So you're saying, Carl, it would be more humiliation if it's Desmond Ridder at the helm.
There's no doubt. Like, look, we've all been right there and down in the dumps as far as, like, why can't we win these kinds of games? But I just feel like, and I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy, we got to come out of this some point.
This is the week.
Well, this will be his second five-game losing streak as head coach. First time came as an interim in 2020.
We got it. You count that?
Well, he's the man in charge. It's on your watch.
you count
I mean,
that
the prefix, team, prefix that, or no prefix is that, interim. It happened.
That team was in the crapper to begin with when he took it over.
True that.
But
it was a five-game losing streak to start the season under Dan Quinn.
We got to come out as we're going to win on Monday. We got to win on Monday.
So, and by the way, I don't care about style points, but I mean, if you win, a win is a win is a win. But man, can we get in the friggin' end zone in the passing game?
Yeah, it would be nice. Before we talk about the Hawks who are in action tonight, Chris, what do you have on Bill Belichick? What's going on? What's the latest?
Yeah, according to Adam Schefter, quote, North Carolina is working to try to close a deal with Bill Belichick to make the six-time Super Bowl champion the Tar Heels coach, but sources told ESPN there are still issues on both sides.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not taking this job.
Well, I think there's somebody in the Board of Trustees going, are you out of your freaking mind? You know, we just ran the best coach we ever had out of town at age 73. You're going to bring a guy who's never, ever, ever coached college football, recruited, regardless of his NFL resume. It's crazy. I think there'll be maybe there's a reality check in that Board of Trustees meeting room. I don't know.
Do you have the Tom Brady cut from yesterday?
That's gold.
I want you to hear this, because if anybody knows, it's this dude. If anybody has any inkling into, do you really think he could coach in college? Listen to what Tom Brady said.
Can you imagine him coaching college?
No.
Absolutely not.
I think there's a lot of things he could do, and obviously he's tremendous, and even showing his personality. But getting out there on the recruiting trail and dealing with all these college kids, that
could
would be.
Could you imagine?
With NIL.
Yeah. Could you imagine
all that nonsense?
Bill on a couch?
Listen,
recruiting an 18-year-old?
You really want to come here? I mean, we don't really want you anyway, but I mean, I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you play.
If you bring your parents and use them as a third party, you're gone. You're off the team. We're direct.
That was from Fox last week as they were discussing. You hear Gronkowski.
Right.
Tom's brutally honest there. Then he had to catch himself because he's like, oh, crap, I'm on TV.
Yeah. But that was – why does Tom give me more of that in the booth? No, that's gold.
No, I do not see him coaching. Oh, well, you know, I mean, he can do anything he wants to do. No, Tom's telling you, dude, he ain't built for that.
Keep it right. And he was right there on the money. It just seems to me that he's, you know, like his agent, his reps, they put the feelers out. There's only a couple of teams that might want a shot at Belichick. Now there's nobody, apparently, you know?
By the way, what do you guys think the holdup is? Seriously, you think it's money?
I think it's the Stephen the idiot son part.
I do, too.
You know? I know about your kid?
Mike, I can't promise you that he's going to be the head coach. If you don't work, I still got to give your son the job?
Right. Your kid, who's high watermark, he just coached a team that was getting rebuilding in Washington as a D.C., but I mean, the kid looks like Joe Dirt on steroids. That's not the guy I want repping my school until I know what this. Give me a bigger sample size of leading college football players.
All right, let's get to the next story here as we continue with the Daily Download.
Story number two.
Let's go, Hawks. Trae Young, how many does he go off for tonight, Mike?
Ka-ka! Well, if he goes for 25, does that mean he can still give me a double-double and give me 10 dimes?
Absolutely, he can. He's giving you 20 points and 12.2 assists right now, leading the league in that category. Hawks against the Knicks tonight. Now, for those of you who are going, all right, what's the big deal? This is an NBA Cup quarterfinal clash because the Hawks qualified by winning their bracket, and that included two wins against the Cavs and a win against the Boston Celtics. Guys,